When we left over last week, we had just done the Sif Dalet, which said that it's better Tov Ma Tachanunim B'Chavana. It's better to say a fewer Tachanunim, let's call them extra tefillas, literally means like supplications, with Kavana Maharbos, than saying lots of things below Kavana without having proper Kavana. So really, that's a good lead into today's halacha, because the first halacha here in Sif Hey says Tov Lomar. The following things are good to say. Good to say means good, but not obligatory. And indeed, as we'll see, there's not a strong. There is a. Well, each thing's different, but there's. What we're saying now, none of these things are a firm, hard requirement to say. Here they are. Tov Lomar. First of all, it's good to say Parshas HaAkeda, to say the Parsha about the Akeda, you know, Akeda's Yitzhak, the binding of Yitzhak. Ufarshas Haman. And the parsha dealing with the man that talks about the clients are going out every day to collect the man and never got the same, regardless if they had the same to eat, regardless if they collected a lot or a little. Vaseres Adibros, and the reciting of the Aseres Adibros, the Ten Commandments. Those things are good to say, says Machaber. But again, like all three are not firmly obligatory. So now, the Mishnah Berurah says there in the Yud Gimel, Sivkot Yud Gimel, Parshas HaAkeda, the story about the binding of Yitzhak, Kodem Parshas HaKarbanos. That's the first thing to say. There is a minhag, I should say right away, there is a minhag to say the Akeda. It's just like a Tov Lomar, it's a good thing to say. But there is a, you'll find in your Siddurim, and people do say it. V'yachal Lomar Parshas HaAkeda U'Parshas HaMan Tefila B'Shabbos. Those things, there's a din, you shouldn't say excessive supplications on Shabbos, but these are not considered to be those, so it's mutter to say the Akeda and the Man both on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, not a problem. Ve'ein dai ba'amira, but you got to know that it's not, if you're going to say the Akeda, and we'll see in a second, the point of the Akeda is to integrate into your heart the idea of Schus Avos, you're connected back to the Avos, and you need them, and also to be Moser Nefesh, Mesiris Nefesh, the Yitzchak. We'll see it in a second. But if it's not good enough just to say the words, it's not the point. The point is to get the message. So ve'ein dai ba'amira, just simply saying the words doesn't cut it. Ella, she is bonin mashu omer. You gotta think about what you're talking about when you say those words. V'yakid niflas Hashem, and to take note of the greatness of Hashem. And he says parenthetically, by the way, v'chen mashalom b'gemara. This also goes. This principle of saying it isn't the point, but understanding what you're saying, which is critical, applies to a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says in brachas kol omer tila la David shlosh pam b'chol yom. Anybody who says Tila David, that's what we call Ashrei. You know, the capital doesn't start till the word is Tila David, but the point is what we call Ashrei. So it says if you say that three times, Muvtach lo shu ben olam haba, you're guaranteed to be a ben olam haba, to make it to the world to come. Which we do three times, right? We say it twice in Shacharis, right? The regular, in the Pesukah Zimra, and again in by Uvletzion, and then we say it a third time as a prelude to Mincha. So we do say it three times based on that Gemara, and to say it three times guarantees you to get into Olam Haba. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not some magic form, there's no shortcuts. Just saying it, lo dai ba'amir, it's not enough. The point is you have to understand what you're saying, and if you get it, that Hashem is so amazing from A to Z, basically, it goes from Aleph to Taf, so then you'll get the message, and that will for sure get you in. But the point is not just saying it that matters, it's understanding what you're saying. So gam ken ba'ofen zeh, saying Ashrei and the hopes, Ashrei being the Haftacha to get to Olam Haba, has to be in the same way. You have to understand what you're saying, not just like, you know, a magic incantation. V'tamla miras kol zeh. So now he says, well, why anyways are you going to talk about all these things? What's the point of reciting these different parshios? Ki parshas Akeda, the parsha of the Akeda is k'dei lizkor zechus avos b'chol yom, to remind yourself, or you know, to remind yourself or to evoke up in heaven the zechus avos every day. The gam, and also k'dei lahachnia yitzro, to subdue your yitzhara, k'moshe masu yitzhak nafsha. The same way Yitzchak Avinu was moser nefesh, and he said to Hashem, he said to Avram, his father, you know, I'm ready to go whenever you want, just, you know, tie me real tight and go right ahead. So that's ultimate serious nefesh. Literally, he was being moser his nefesh. So too, a person is meant to integrate the human capacity to be moser nefesh and do whatever it takes. So that's the reason why we're saying Akedah. Ufar Shas Haman, saying the man, that the man fell, k'dei sheyamin b'ch shekol mzonas of ban b'hashgacha pratis, to remind yourself that your parnasa, our parnasa, comes exactly b'hashgacha pratis, with Hashem's private supervision. Ukhidiksiv, as the Pasuk says, this is talking about in the Parsha there in the Mun, Hamar Belohedif, if a person went and collected more, everyone got an Omer per person in the household, that was the rule. So if a person was Marbe and got extra, I think he'd get a little extra for his family, so he didn't lohed if he didn't have extra, didn't help him one bit. Vamamit, and if a person actually collected less than, he was able to get a full omer, got less than that, lohechsir, he didn't lose anything either. The point is, Hashem arranged it, everyone got what they needed, regardless of what effort the collector of the man expended. So too, by us, lohorosh she'ein ribi ha'ishtadlus moil, to tell you that, extra ishtadlus, more effort, doesn't help a person ma'uma, one drop. You have to make your ishtalis, that's a din. I'm not going to this hashkafish here now, but the point is just simply that you have to make ishtalis, but whatever you do doesn't make a difference, really. Hashem's going to give you what you need anyways. Yeah, more than that, not for now, obviously. But the point is that we're saying the man, Parshas Aman, to remind ourselves that everything comes from Hashem through exact hashkafa pratis, privately, perfectly. Hashem knows what he's doing. And really, the truth is, our excess ishtalis won't help one bit. Visa B'Yushalmi Brachos, the Gemara in Brachos, B'Yushalmi Brachos, says, Kol HaOmer Parshas Aman, anyone who's, I guess, vigilant about saying it on a regular basis, I can't imagine it's one time, but if a person says his Parshas Aman, Muvtach, he is assured, he has an assurance, Muvtach lo, Shelo Yisma'atum Zonosav, that he will not be lacking of food to eat. It literally means his level of his standard of living, or whatever, his quantity of food he usually eats, won't, decrease. It'll stay stable. Won't diminish. Right, exactly. It says, by the way, it's like a segula that the Yerushalmi brings. Okay, so we said, Akedah is for Zchus Avos and Mesiras Nefesh. The Man is for Bitachon, to remember Hashem takes care of you. No. It's saying if you want to be sure that you don't come upon hard times, you'll say Parshas Aman every day, and it's a segula that you'll be protected. That's not what he said. He said it won't be mismatched. Whatever you're getting won't diminish. That's what the Gemara says. So you won't hit upon hard times. It's a protection against hard times. I guess we can start conjecturing, but I mean, the normal party line hashkafic answer is, person hits on hard times, to like anything that happens in your life, it's to wake you up. So you'll, of course, once you hit upon hard times, then you now turn to Hashem, please take care of me. So if anyways you preemptively remember that Hashem's taking care of you, Hashem will need to wake you up to remind you that he's taking care of you, make you turn to him. So if you say Parshas Aman, you remember Hashem takes care of you, you'll need to be woken up to remind you that Hashem takes care of you, Hashem does that with you.
It won't reach a madrega of manna.
Right.
Come to a point of manna.
One lesson. You want to say you won't.
You say comparatively.
Right.
You won't come to a state of.
I'm happy to either pshat. I'm sure that I don't see a big difference necessarily, but the grammar probably isn't solvable. Doesn't allow for both understandings. I don't think. You are, so I guess I'm not really.
His matter isn't that it won't be to him less, won't happen to him the constricting of his mizon also.
Right, that's exactly how I translated it, isn't it? That's what I meant to translate it as. So I was saying it won't decrease. I was assuming a standard level. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if you're not even saying the same thing.
On the standard level thing, that's what I was talking.
You won't be lacking. You won't lack. That's certainly the point here. Okay, so those are the first two things. The Aseres HaDibros, why are we saying Aseres HaDibros? It's not to remember the Aseres HaDibros. It's Kadesh Yizkor B'chol Yom, so every day you remember Mamet Har Sinai, that we stood at Har Sinai, V'yizchazek Emunasu B'Hashem, and you'll strengthen your Emunah in Hashem, and his Lachor, his Torah. Right, that he gave the Torah's from him and real. So the point is, we're saying Aseres HaDibros to remind ourselves that we all stood at Har Sinai, not to remember the Aseres HaDibros per se. Okay, we'll get more back then in a second. The Ramah has more to say on that, about saying it every day. Uparshas are karbanos, as far as the regular karbanos that we... one second. So hold that thought now. I don't know why I did like this, now I'm thinking. But anyways, put your finger there, go back inside. The I cut it, I read half the mechaber, because now those are a group of three things that are not korbanos, right? The keda, the man, and the seres debros. Then he says, uparshas ola, you should also say, it's good to say the parshas ola, the part of the Torah that talks about the korban ola, the burnt offering, umincha, and the korban mincha, the meal offering, ushlamim, and the peace offering, v'chatas, and also the chatas, guilt of the sin offering, the asham, the guilt offering.
This is in order of preference.
This is, I don't think. It's an order of sequence that he wants you to say it. I don't know if this is definitely this is the proper order. And there's a bit of machlokas. Magen Avraham discusses if you should say the chatas for the olaf. Like there's
the man is at the end.
No. So we say those who do say man at the. They say a kedah before the korbanos, and they say divers and the man later on in the davening, and these korbanos go in this order.
I don't think it's an order.
I don't think this is the order that's in the siddur.
The order in the siddur, you won't find this in the siddur. What you're going to find in the siddur, what you will find in your siddur is you'll find the kedah at the beginning, you'll find man and the seres divers printed at the end normally. You typically won't find these other things. In your Seder. Now, Ashkel does not print them, I don't believe.
You
won't find the Ola, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatzos, Asham. Now, you will find. Now, one second. Remember. Now, we didn't say the Talmud yet. The Talmud is something else. But he's not mentioning Talmud. Talmud is not a Tov Lomar. Talmud is Maker Adin. We'll get there. And Simon Menaches, the Ramas, you have to say the Talmud. I'll get there in a second. But this is, we're not talking the Talmud.
I say that every morning.
Now, so what you probably are saying is there's another thing called Ezu Mokomon. That's the Mishnayos and Zavachim. So this is talking about the section of the Torah, reading the Psukim. So he's saying these sections of the Torah are good to say. So I'm telling you, the Akedah he says good before Korbanos, that people do say. You'll find it printed in your standard sitter. Then he says the Man and the Seres Dibros, which some people do say. Unlike the Akedah, I think the Minhag is much, much weaker to say the Man every day. Rav Milonitz is very makbid on it. And the Seres Dibros, I don't know anybody who has makbid, but maybe there are people who say it every day. Then these other things, I don't think the Minhag is to say them. Our Minhag, I don't know who our is. But if you use art scroll, I don't think. The Bnei Yeshivas and the Bnei Ashkenaz don't. It could be that some of the people that I don't know about do say it. This the Ola Mincha Shlam Chatas and Asham, that people don't say typically. What they do say, which is not mentioned here at all, we'll get to in a second. But this is a different thing. But they do say, in a second we're going to say, they do say the Kior, the Trumas Adeshin, the Tamid, and the Ketores. Okay? Which we'll get there in a second. But those didn't mention now. That's at the end. That's another thing. But anyways, correct. But so, here in this halacha, he's saying these are the things that are good to say. So back inside, I left in the middle because the Mishnah Berurah did it like that. I don't know why exactly. But parshas are karbonos. The parshas are karbonos. The Rina b'Menachos that it says in it's the reason why we're saying it is because it says in the Gemara Menachos Zos Torah Sechatas the pasuk darshan the pasuk. This is the law of the chatas. And it darshens out that kol osek b'toras chatas, anyone who is osek, who involved himself in the Torah, it's called the halachas, if you will, the understanding of the chatas, the korban chatas, kilu hikriv chatas. It's as if he brought a chatas. So that's the reason why we're saying these korbanos. It's as if we brought them. Okay? That from chatas is applied to all of these things. Now, in Sifkan Yudalit, he says, ushlamim. He says, by the way, v'hu adin. Also, Parshas Toda. There's another kind of korban which isn't mentioned up in the Mechaber called the Toda. Toda is like really a subset of a Shlamim. It's a little different. You bring these 40 loaves with it, but it's largely the same thing. The Shlamim is like, the Toda is like what we say, you bench Gomel on those things. I saw a nice, not here, but in the Gemara, as I was reminded of it. As the Ben Ish Chai has a simon for, like a mnemonic for remembering, for when you say the Gomel or bring a korban Toda. His mnemonic is Chaim. The letter is Chaim. There are four reasons why he'd bring it. Ches stands for Chavush. You're like held captive. You're in a prison. You get out of prison, so you bench Gomel, or you bring a Toda. Yud is for Yesurin, a person who's in a very dangerous situation, in terms of health, whatever it is, or a life-threatening situation, in terms of health. So then he also says it. Then Yam, when it crosses the water. and Midbar, went across the Midbar. So he says that also is Chaim. Oh, that, he says that's the Pasuk? Oh, there you go, very nice. There you go, beautiful. Very, very good. So anyways, but that's either here or there. The Mishabura is just saying, once you're saying all these things, you also should be saying the total. Also, the Gami, the Chlal Shlomim, that belongs to the Shlomim category also. Now, V'achar, now we're saying something that's a little contentious. Whatever, a little bit. V'achar Olo Shlomim, the Toda, you were Pashas Nisachim. He says, like, okay, he's taking it very seriously. So he's saying, once, if you're, the reason we're saying this is because, based on the drasha from Menachos, that Zos Toras Achatas, it's like you're really bringing Achatas, Kilu. So then, what you ought to say also, and this is not mentioned in the Mechaber at all, is bring the Nisachim. Nisachim are the psukim about the libations, the wine libations, because every Zevach, every animal carbon is accompanied with Nisachim, with wine normally. V'chi ein Zevach below Nisachim, because they're a package deal with libations. Avachatas v'asham. Now, when it comes to chatas asham, those are not accompanied with wine libations. Those are for bad activity. They don't get accompaniments, and therefore ain't on nesachim. So those don't get the nesachim psukim. Okay, the whole thing is like, in truth, not really lach lamaisa relevant for us, because people do say it generally. Now, as far as the chatas goes, that's now when sif katan tesvav. Now, chatas is a more, unlike the other ones, is more complicated. I'm the Magen Avraham Shekasav. Look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is one of the most akilim in the Shulchan Aruch. Usually the halacha goes like him, by the way, you know. He's like the biggest gun. I think he's the most, of all the Nosei Kalim, he's the halacha goes like him over the others, usually. He's the, okay, so he says, Deim Yodea, She Nischayev Chatas, if you know you have to bring a Chatas, then Yomar Parshas Chatas Kodem. Then you should bring the Chatas to the front of the list and say it before your Ola, if you know you're going to say it. Medivrei Sharps Poskim, Lo Mashmakein. But unlike the Magen Avraham, it seems like that's not the way you do it. Just say it in the regular order that the Mechaber brings. And it sounds like, despite the Magen Avraham, who is like a lead Nosei Keli, even so, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says not to do that. Okay? Now, on Yud, Test Zion at the bottom. He's going last line, I'm sorry, a minute, like, the Ramah says, going back now on the Seres HaDibros, V'davka b'yachin mutter lomar Seres HaDibros, b'chol yom. It's okay to say the Seres HaDibros, Ten Commandments, in a private fashion, but it shouldn't be a tziburi activity. It shouldn't be part of the way in the community davens. So based on the Gemara Brachas, says already that Chazal they forbade people from saying the Seres HaDibros in public because of the Minim, the heretics. Okay? So he says now the Ramas is Asr la'amram b'tzibur. You shouldn't say it in a communal setting. Okay, so here he says Tezayin b'tzibur b'mnei ha'kofrim. He's based on that Gemara there because of the heretics. Sheyomer, what are they going to say? Ein Torah elazu. They're going to say, you know, the only thing that Moshe received at Har Sinai was just the Ten Commandments, nothing else. B'frat b'zmaneinu, says the Mishnah Berurah, that certainly applies in our days, I guess, in the 20th century when there's kofrin everywhere. You shouldn't print it in like any formal booklets that the tzibur uses in a permanent way. There are those who say, saying it in a group setting is okay if you don't make it like a kavua part of the, like, by the brachas in the morning. He says that those who say it's okay to say it before Baruch Shamar, it's like the, you know, it's like pre tziburi davening. However, Mishnah Berurah says don't do that. We hold that you shouldn't be saying there's difference in any public fashion. Period. And even a yachid should say it, but not as part of his tefillah, but as a separate thing outside. Even to make it part of your fixed davening in the brachas at the beginning, we don't do. Hence, as you pointed out, you find at the end of the very, very, very end of the siddur, like the end of chakras, after chakras, with those tafos. Okay. Sorry? I didn't hear your question, I didn't hear your answer. Oh, I see. Oh, Baruch Shammah, I see. Good. Okay. Something is nagging in my head that I want to tell you on this, but I'm not remembering. Just one second. Oh, yeah, right. I just want to say by Ezu Makomon that the Midrash says that when Avram asked Hashem, "But Ma'eda, how will I know?" And so Hashem answers him, and the Midrash understands that to mean they will learn the Karbanos. They'll learn the Karbanos, and that will get them to Eretz Yisrael and to be Zocha, to have Eretz Yisrael. And there's a minig, because of that, strong minig, to say Ezu Makomon, this parak out of Zevachim, which is talking about these karbanos. Because remember now, if the din is that it's zos toras chatas, we're it's like we're learning the chatas, so it's the same, although he didn't say it, it's the same as the first part of the Mishabura on Halach, which was just say, it's not magic words. To say the incantation about the karbanos doesn't do anything. The point is, you're like learning and understanding what you're saying, even when it comes to the chatas, the karbanos. Like you understand it on some level. So therefore, the minhag is to say is a mekomen, but the point is you ought to understand what you're saying, and if you don't, like you don't get it at all, like I'm hesitant to say there's no point in saying it, but there's certainly little point in saying it because it's not, there's no magic to it at all. It's that you're, I know, but I what I'm saying it's I think it's because of the drasha there. It's basically on Menachos. It's like if you're, it says you're kol osek. It sounds like just saying it. It's not magic. It's not magic just to say the words.
What do you understand about the Karbanos?
I guess at least perish amilas. Well, at least understand what you're saying, and to the extent you understand, I mean, there's a whole, you know, yeah. That big shelf there. That whole shelf there.
I've never seen that.
Cut
him.
So.
Is it different than tefillah? If you don't understand what you're saying, tefillah is a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. We'll get there. There is a difference. Tefillah is a bit of like, there's a magic to it. The way Anshik and Eskadella set it up, there's a magic to it. This is your bimakayim, the din from Nachas, your osik in Torah's Chata. So if you don't know what you're saying, you're not osik in Torah's Chata, you're saying some words. I mean, it's Torah, whatever, what I'm saying, but it's not achieving what you wanted to achieve at all, l'chora. I'm not doing the job. The job is, like, I can't bring a Korban, so I'll study about the Korban. But you're not, so we tokenly study the Mishnah. But if you understand, you understand it. If you don't understand it, like, what are you doing already? And Torah Shabbat Peh is even worse. At least Torah Shabbat Chsav, there is, like, Torah Shabbat Chsav has this inherent power to it. If you don't understand it, just say it, and it's, you know, it does whatever it does. Really, it makes malachim just by saying it. Torah Shabbat Chsav. Torah Shabbat Peh is only about the understanding. There's no magic words. So, to just say them and not know what you're saying is, like, really doing nothing. Really doing nothing. They're not the magic words at all. Okay, fine. Ezu Makomon, I should say, speaking of magic words, as a P.S., it's brought down, one of the reasons we say Ezu Makomon is that's the one perek in Shas that has no machlokas at all, and they say that there are those who say that was actually the those words are the words that Moshe taught himself, right? Okay, I'm saying the actual, the perek is like, so to speak, there are those who say that was actually when Moshe came and told Yeshua, that's what he told them, those very words. There's no machlokas there. Okay, so that has a separate appeal to itself. Okay, say that.